state final, looking to cap off his third state championship and his first for the Vandals. He is 53-0 on the season, taking on Cooper Morris, 40-5 from Coal City. These two have matched up twice head-to-head so far this year. Tyson with a 16-4 major decision to Dave Trumbull, and Morris was able to close the gap in the Prince Finals. Waffle took the 11-5 decision in that one. But Tyson has had a really impressive tournament so far. His 48 points scored in his three tech falls. He's given up 1 point the entire tournament, and that was an intentional point.
Yeah, he has been dominant his whole high school career. His freshman year, he actually won an award for most dominant wrestler. And you know if they give that out through all three classes?
One wrestler every season.
Yep, so pretty more or less the same for Tyson. You know, he always goes out there and attacks, but he's always one pushing the pace.
And he's the winningest wrestler in IHSA history. 205 individual wins coming in tonight is just an insane stat. At least 50 wins every single season. And he is the all-time wins leader for IHSA wrestling. He's got more opportunities to add to it with a match tonight and four potentially coming up next weekend, as he could push himself 210 wins.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one for me. He also didn't have any postseason while he was at Carlisle.
No, he had no dual team state experience. He missed out on four matches a year. But we are set to go here at 126. Tyson Waffle, Cooper Morris, and we are ready to go. Tyson Hart snaps to start the action as Morris trying to tie him up, look for a lot of wrist ties and overhooks. Russian tie there from Tyson. Nothing doing. As hard snap, fake, and left hand high C there from Tyson trying to cut the corner. He steps over the leg. Morris trying to force potentially dangerous here, but Tyson's able to pop his head out, crawling up the body, looking for his three. There it is on the edge. As Tyson Waffle gets the first takedown with a minute 13 to go, we go out of bounds. 3-0 lead for Tyson Waffle. As he's not letting his brother's loss affect him, he's getting out, getting right after it, and continuing to be one of the most dominant forces 1A has ever seen. As he's got three on the board, we have a caution here on Morris on the start. So reset, switch try there from Morris, nothing going. And Tyson looking to get to his offense right on that cross wrist. And he's as good on top as anybody you'll see in the state. He hits a roll, gets one swipe out of it. Looking for another roll, no swipes, as he's got a deep cross wrist. Morris on his belly, trying to work up to a base. Now Tyson trying to work in an arm bar on that left side. And rebar tilt here for Tyson. Referee holding two. More swipes coming. As still holding two. There he will award it as Tyson switches from the rebar to right leg in. And now a guillotine try here from Tyson. Potential near fall on the edge. But the referee rolls through it. 15 seconds to go as Morris back up to a base, trying to come to his feet. Tyson follows him up and drops down on the leg. Big lift coming here from Tyson. He's going to drop in on the shot, drive it out of bounds, and force a reset with seven left on the clock as he leads 5-0 here in this first period. Morris set on bottom. Waffle covers left side. Quick jump there from Morris. Able to get up to his feet. Tyson climbing up the body. And he will finish the first period on top. 5-0 lead for Tyson Waffle. As we see the flip, it is going to be Tyson's choice. He will go ahead and take bottom. Looking to score more here in this one. I know talking to him before the match, he wants to get a tech ball and really seal the deal on a dominant tournament.
Yeah, we see that with the Waters a lot. You know, they're extremely skillful, so they go out there and, you know, want to work their stuff. So the tech falls, a lot of times their goal is Tyson's going to get a big reversal here.
Big hip height on that one. He's able to cartwheel his hip into Morris' shoulder space and get the reversal here. 7-0 lead now for Waffle as he's got pretty well the whole second period now to ride and get a couple turns. Looking for a ball and chain. Now stepping through looking for a Turk. But on the edge of the mat, they'll stop it here. 1:26 to go here in the second period. Has Morris set on bottom, and that one they'll hit him with a false start. He's timed those first couple pretty decent, but this one was a hair early, so Morris will reset on bottom, his first caution. Waffle covers right side now, hard top, trying to drive him towards his shoulder, and Morris back up to his feet. Tyson drops in on the leg as he's in on a double, drives across, and trying to climb up the body again. Still in control here, Tyson Waffle, 1:10 to go. As we go out of bounds, force a reset. 7-0 lead for the Vandal senior. As Morris set on bottom, Waffle covers left side. Morris up to his feet, and Tyson's got to be approaching the single-season win record for the Vandals. As I know you've been up there with 50 once or twice. Worley was up there a couple times, but I can't remember anybody surpassing 54 at least.
Yeah, have we ever had anybody undefeated season?
Joey Smith in 07 was undefeated the whole way through. I think Arthur Langston lost a match or two in his state championship run, and a big roll through there. Tyson Waffle, he's looking for the fall to seal the deal. As he's got Morris on his back, looking for the fall. Plenty of time, 30 seconds to go. He's got a deep half. He's got Morris in trouble, but Morris able to find a way, get off his back. But Tyson with the takedown and four near fall, a 14-1 lead, as he just needs one turn to seal his state championship. Could have had it right there as there was a second of exposure. And now another tight waist tilt, another opportunity, and another miss. As we finish out the second period, Tyson Waffle, a 13-point lead, looking for the tech ball to finish it off. And it's going to be Morris' choice. Morris is on neutral. So, you know, something big here is coming. He needs to try a throw. Needs to try something to stay in this match. But Tyson looking to put an exclamation point on an incredible individual career as he takes a right-hand high seat, nothing there. Morris has the front headlock. Now trying to bundle Tyson's arms up underneath, trying to step around, looking for a takedown here on the edge. But they're going to go out of bounds, force a reset. 1:41 to go in the third. As Tyson back to center. And both guys take a shot off the whistle. We're going to have a double caution.
I don't know if I've ever seen a double caution.
Double caution, no. And that's going to be a point for Waffle. That's Morris's third caution, and Coach Mark Masters is heated at the table. Yeah, both guys had the same idea. Hit the line, drop in on an ankle pick or a low single, and, I mean, it's a wonder they didn't hit heads both collapsed.
Yeah, that could have been pretty bad.
15-1 now our score as Tyson Waffle, a point away from teching his way through the state tournament. As Morris trying to roll him through, Tyson with his hips on top, he's going to get the finish. A big headgear spike, mouthpiece spike, and a big celebration from the Vandal senior. As Tyson Waffle, four-time finalist, three-time champion, and one of the most decorated high school wrestling careers in state history. But Tyson with a big celebration, a big pop from the Vandals crowd. And another dance, same as Max.
You saw Max over on the sideline pointing at him.
I think they coordinated that one.
I saw him over here in warm-ups this morning all doing it.
I did too. Yep. Right before the finals, you could see him dancing around. Everybody was loose. Everybody having a good time. And, I mean, that's what it takes. The rest of this high level, you can't have the nerves. You can't have the just be intense. You have to go. You have to be loose, free, and just fluid.
It's a long season full of tough competition, and finding the little things like that, you know, those are the things you remember after you've passed through high school and for the rest of your life.
Heisen Wassel, three-time state champion here at the State Farm Center here in